coming up on episode number 861 of Coverville, and also The Morning Stream. We are on day three, the last day of our strange, strange experiment of crossing the streams, The Morning Stream and Coverville, into one big amalgamation of your requests. It's happening right here. See, not enough coffee. It's happening right here, right now, on the special hybrid Coverville and TMS. Oh, you gotta. I miss the Scott Fletcher quotes right there, because that's where you always hear Scott Fletcher, and it's just not right there. By the way, if you are, this is going out on the Coverville feed too, so a lot of people who listen to Coverville are going to be wondering, what the heck is this new theme? What's going on here? Don't worry, Coverville is back to normal next week, but we're joining, we're merging the streams, we're combining the Morning Stream and Coverville into one special all-request show all week. This is the third day, the last day of all-requests here for TMSville, or TMS The Great Cover-Up. You know what? I can't think of any better way to begin the show. Well, other than introducing myself. Hi, I'm Brian Abbott. Welcome to TMS The Great Cover-Up. Let's start things off with a request going out to Todd with 1D. This is Handsome Hank and his Lonesome Boys, covering a song that started it all on MTV. Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. Here's Handsome Hank.
I heard you want a wireless back in 52. Lying awake in bed and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. Took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine and new technology. And now I understand the problems you can see. Galileo, I met your children. Galileo, what did you tell them? Video killed the radio star. Video killed the radio star. Pictures came. Thank you.
toy shop. Buy a bag of balloons with the money we got. Set them free at the break of dawn. Till one by one, they were gone. Back at base, bugs in the software. Flash the message, something's out there. Floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Thank you. suffering and grief. Fear today, forgot tomorrow. Here beside the news of holy war and holy need, ours is just a little. You lock the door.
it's not me. And if the cloud bursts thunder in your ear, you shout and no one seems to hear. And if the band you're in starts playing different tunes, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
Therapy Thursday, we're playing Brain Damage by Jeff Downs from Asia. That one going out to, see, and this is where actually I actually do have all this stuff all set here. Brain Damage going out to Firefox, requested a Pink Floyd cover. That's Jeff Downs from Asia doing that one. Before that, Ordinary World covered by Something for Kate, going out to Thorin, a cover of that Duran Duran tune. Clojamir asked for a cover of 99 Red Balloons. That was Goldfinger covering that Nina song. Baker Street by the Foo Fighters right before that, going out to Chocoholic, covering the song by, not Steeler's Wheel, but the guy from Steeler's Wheel, Jerry Rafferty. Also had that big hit with Stuck in the Middle. And then we start off the set with a Buggles cover, Video Killed the Radio Star by Handsome Hank and his Lonesome Boys, going out to Todd with 1D. Well, Coverville and TMS, this merged amalgamation, this man and machine combination that you're listening to right now is brought to you by Rage Quit Relief. Now, last night we played a little World of Warcraft, a little bit of late night World of Warcraft, and we progressed in ways that we haven't before. I mean, basically, we were able to take down a boss that usually takes us two or three tries to take down. Yesterday, last night, bam, did it in one shot. And I have to attribute some of that to Rage Quit Relief. I took one early evening before I raided. And not only did it keep me focused, but it also didn't keep me awake late night after the raid. It was a great combination of nutrients and caffeine, much better than those energy drinks that might, you know, be doing horrible things to your insides. Who knows? Who knows what those things are doing? But we know that nutrients are good for you, right? We know that caffeine supplements, vitamin D, calcium, those things are all good for you. You can have those, maybe not the caffeine, but vitamin D, calcium, great things to put in your body. And Rage Quit Relief has that in spades. No artificial colorings, no artificial flavorings. It's made right here in the USA. When you're ready to buy it, go to ragequitrelief.com and enter the code TMS for 20% off your purchase. Check them out, ragequitrelief.com. All right, so normally on Thursdays for TMS, we do Therapy Thursday. And so that Brain Damage song, you know, kind of a little winking nod to that. I'm going to play one more track here. This is off the this is not on the request list. I'm going off the board for this one. The Evolution Control Committee, for whatever reason, when I think of Therapy Thursday, I think of this song. Here is I Want a Cookie.
Jack, there's a girl in this boxcar.
Why not?
Doggone female riding a freight train.
Yes, I am female. A dangerous female. So watch out.
Do you ever feel angry? Are you paralyzed by your anger? Do you feel yourself with butterflies in your stomach a lot? Do you get headaches? Are you really frustrated? Do you ever get to the point where you're going to blow up and you're afraid that if you blow up, you're going to blow away all your friends and all your coworkers? Chances are, all of this behavior is is a symptom of the fact that you're not expressing your anger. We can assertively express our anger if we handle our anger assertively. We complain and complain and complain. I'm angry. So what do? I want raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. Really sorry? Did I really do something bad? Why am I apologizing? I don't think I'm always wrong. Do you? Do people push your buttons? Are they telling you that you're too fat, too aggressive, not nice enough, or just hard to get along with? Are they telling you that people who grew up in Connecticut are stupid? Do they tell you that you're weak? Are you simply the person who gets the sand kicked in their face? Negative, negative, negative. Now you're angry, and now you have something to say. I want raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want raise. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie.
Just a man and his will to survive.
It's the eye of the tiger.
It's the thrill of the fight.
Rising up
to the challenge of our rival.
And the last
known survivor
stalks his prey in the night.
And he's watching us all.
Oh, the tiger.
Face to face, out in the heat.
Wow.
Hanging tough, staying hungry.
Wow.
They stack the odds, do we take to the street?
Wow.
For the kill with the skill to survive.
It's the
eye of the tiger.
It's the thrill of the fight.
Rising up to the challenge of our rival.
And the last
known survivor
stalks his prey
in the night.
And he's watching us all.
Of the tiger,
ooh, ooh,
rising up straight to the top.
Wow,
had the guts, got the glory.
Wow,
went the distance. Now I'm not gonna stop. Just a man and his will to survive.
It's the
eye of the tiger.
It's the thrill of the fight.
Rising up to the challenge of our rival.
And the last
known survivor
stalks his prey in the night.
and he's watching us all.
Of the tiger, of the tiger.
Just a phase, a kiss to hair. Dreamed of all the
Street Preachers and their cover of Rihanna's Umbrella, that one recorded for NME. Great cover of that tune. Love that version. Absolutely love that version. Actually, I'm a big fan of the Manic Street Preachers. Kind of one of those underrated bands from the UK. I think they're bigger in the UK than they are here. But had some really weird, mysterious stuff happen to their band when one of their members just disappeared, just up and disappeared. They found his car next to a river, and they think that he may have gotten washed out to sea or something, or drowned. Bizarre stuff, though. Umbrella by the Manic Street Preachers, and a free depressing story for you. That one going out to Tiny Tim, the song, not the depressing story. There She Goes by the Boo Radleys, covering The Laws right before that, going out to Gnome Wise. Just Like Heaven by Dinosaur Jr., covering The Cure, going out to Parasol Corp. And Big Daddy, taking on Survivor's Eye of the Tiger, that one going out to Cleo. Great version of that tune, doo-wop style. And then, of course, we start off the set with the Evolution Control Committee and their tip of the hat to Therapy Thursday, I Want a Cookie. And I do want a cookie, actually, now that I think about it. You know what else I want? I want my headphones. I want my earbuds. I want my tweaked audio earbuds. I happen to have them right here. Five styles available. Tweaked, classic, mic'd classic, California, and natural. Natural is that beautiful wood veneer version of the tweaked earbuds. They sound fantastic. I use them myself. Love them. They stay right in your ear, and they block out all other sound. They're engineered for durability, and they're compatible with everything that you have that uses a 1/8 inch jack. You get a lifetime warranty, and you also get a 33% discount because you are a Morning Stream or Coverville listener. Just go to tweakedaudio.com and use the code STREAM at checkout. You'll get 33% off of your order. That's tweakedaudio.com. All right, back to the music here, and let's start with, you know, this one I didn't even have in the list, or I didn't have it queued up here, but I'm going to jump right to it. And I'm going to tell you, while I get it started here, that this one's going out to Thorn, a cover of Electric Avenue, and he wants me to add, you say, here is Power Man 5000 and Electric Avenue.
Down in the street there is violence. Lots of work to be done. No place to hang out to wash in. I can't blame it all on the sun. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. We're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier, can't afford a thing on TV. Deep in my heart I'm a warrior, I can't get food for the kid. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. We're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
Of a universe gone quickly for the call of thunder threatens everyone. And I feel like I just got home, and I feel, and I feel like I just
we'll be right back. sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It stopped raining, everybody's in a play. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Running down the avenue, see how the sun shines brightly in the city. On the streets where once was pretty, Mr. Blue Sky is living here today. Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Hey you, with a pretty face, welcome to the human race, a celebration. Mr. Blue Sky's up there waiting, and today's the day we've waited for. Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Hey there, Mr. Blue, we're so pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do. We'll be right back.
lonely. That's okay, I shaved my head, and I'm not sad. And just maybe I'm to blame for all I've heard, but I'm not sure. I'm so excited, I can't wait to meet you there. But I don't care, I'm so horny, that's okay.
Thank you.
going out to Treacle. That is Venus Hum and Nelson Hubbard covering Xanadu, originally by ELO and Olivia Newton-John for the film of the same name. Yeah, I actually do have the original ELO-only version of that song. I'll have to play that on TMS or Coverville at some point. It's not that much different, really. It's very similar to the Olivia Newton-John fronted version, but I don't know, kind of weird to hear Jeff Lynne's vocals on that one. I'll have to save that one. Before that, Lithium, going out to Thorn, a cover by the Polyphonic Spree, taking on Nirvana. Parthenon Huxley, with another ELO cover right before that, going out to Firefox, Mr. Blue Sky. Parthenon Huxley actually was a member of the second iteration, the ELO 2.0, if you will, and actually recorded an entire album later on of ELO covers, as well as, I want to say he did an entire album of ELO, of music that could have been done by Jeff Lynne. I'll have to look that one up. I want to say it's Homemade Spaceship, if that sounds familiar. Ray of Light, right before that, going out to Squishy Squid by Natasha Bedingfield covering Madonna. And Electric Avenue, starting us off. Eddie Grant, covered by Power Man 5000, going out also to Thorin, who wants me to also say Youthe. All right, let's see. I've done the Rage Quit. I've done the Tweaked Audio. Let's tell you about something going on tomorrow. Now, there won't be a Coverville tomorrow. There won't be a TMS tomorrow. But there will be something that you need to check out. Alpha Geek will be interviewing our very own Stump a Trek nerd, yes, Daryl Skeels, at 7 a.m. on the Versus the World stream. Daryl, the Trek nerd, Skeels, will be a special guest there with Gnomewise. And big thanks, by the way, to Gnomewise for the stream today. We finally got it working. The third day of the TMS great cover-up, and we did get the stream working, the audio stream. So actually, you know, in the future, we might use that for Coverville. We might use it for any special TMS cover-up episodes that happen in the future. So check it out. And big thanks to Gnomewise. Make sure to listen to his interview with Daryl tomorrow. And hopefully Daryl has been studying this week since we've given him the week off. And he'll be ready bright and shiny on Monday morning with Scott and I for another Stump a Trek Nerd segment. All right, let's get back to the request. This one, Ramones cover, that is just a fun Tom Waits cover by the Ramones. This one going out to Koopa. It is I Don't Want to Grow Up. Oh, truer words were never spoken.
When I'm lying in my fitting hat, I don't want to grow up. Nothing ever seems to turn out right, and I don't want to grow up. How do you move in a world with fog that's always changing things? Makes me wish that I could be a dog. When I see the price that you pay, I don't want to grow up. I don't ever want to be that way. We'll be right back.
dirty mind. I'm a mean go-getter. I don't know why.
Okay, this one's called Anthem. I hope you hate it.
Watching it.
Forget, and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together, get a fight, then she's on my mind. I can't stop,
stop.
I can't stop myself.
Silver spoon, little boy blue, and the man on the moon. When you come in,
I beg you, baby, most every night. Please don't scold me, just treating me right. Baby, please make a change. Baby, please make a change. Baby, please make a change. I think it will do you good. That'll change an ocean and the deep blue sea. Be kind to your baby, there'll be a change in me. Baby, please make a change. Baby, please make a change. Baby, please make a change. I think it will do you good.
Jones and Hugh Laurie going out to Before Tank Girl from that brand new Hugh Laurie album, Baby, Please Make a Change. Before that, Cats in the Cradle covered by Ugly Kid Joe, covering the Harry Chapin song. ATL John requested that one. Atlanta John, thank you for suggesting that one. Lightning Strikes, covered by Klaus Nomi. That one going out to One True Kevin, a very unusual performer. You know, I do get Klaus Nomi and Max Robb confused a lot. Sometime I'll have to play the Max Robb cover of Oops, I Did It Again on the show. Very, very bizarre. MC Frontalot's Another First Kiss, covering They Might Be Giants. That one requested by Silk. Tears for Fears is Head Over Heels, covered by a newfound Glory, going out to Jazz Tech. It's Not Unusual. A little bit more Tom Jones and a song that I forgot that I played on Tuesday. Whoops. That one by Five Iron Frenzy, going out to Tank Top DSP. Mashup Man wanted to hear a cover of Quiet Riot, so I played a cover of Quiet Riot's cover of Slade, Come On Feel the Noise, that one performed there by Lucky Uke. And we start off the set with the Ramones, channeling Tom Waits for I Don't Want to Grow Up, that one going out to Koopa. All right, here's what we're going to try doing right now. This may be, we'll see how well this works, but we're going to try and get Daryl on the phone, see if this happens. I wasn't planning on doing a Skype today, but it is Daryl, so I think it's something worth trying. Unfortunately, I don't have a trick trivia question. Or do I? Do I have some in the hopper that I can
Hello?
Use? Is that Daryl?
It is.
Did I call the right number for you, Daryl? It's Brian.
No, but now I can walk outside.
Sorry, I get your email and I thought, all right, he's ready, he's waiting. But you have another number posted here. All right. How's it going?
If I sound good, then it'll work.
Oh, yeah, you sound just fine. Yeah, let's see if somebody, I think somebody was going to try and throw a Star Trek trivia question into the spreadsheet. But before, you know, while somebody's doing that, why don't I ask you to talk a little bit about what's going on tomorrow? So you're doing an interview?
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot about that. On VTW, the show hosted by the VTW guy.
Yeah, Gnomewise, Todd.
Yeah.
Alpha Geek.
Yeah.
Very good. Oh, that's going to be fun. There we go.
Yeah, it was a good interview. It was lots of fun.
Cool. And then what's coming up on This Week in Trek?
And This Week in Trek came out on Tuesday. Oh, what did we talk about? Voyager, the episode Timeless, which I mentioned during the show, but I guess Skype cut out as I mentioned the title, so...
Oh, no.
It's as though we're talking about a nameless episode.
Well, good. Well, so that one came out on Tuesday?
Yep.
All right, excellent. Okay, well, Treacle has provided a stand-in trivia question here. If you're ready, this doesn't have multiple choice on it. At least Treacle hasn't put any multiple choices on it. So let's start with this. Oh, yeah, he did. Here we go. How long was Kirk stranded on the Indian planet in the original series episode Paradise Syndrome? And your four choices are 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, or 4 months.
Wow. It's been a long time since I've seen that one. The Indian planet.
That's right. We're catching you totally off guard here.
I think I'm going to go with the maximum amount, which usually is not the best idea in a multiple choice thing.
No, it's great at the buffet, though.
True. Okay. 1 month was the maximum, wasn't it?
4 months was the maximum.
Oh, 4 months?
4 months.
Oh, my gosh.
That seems kind of crazy now that you say that, right? Doesn't that seem odd?
It is. Yeah. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. I wonder if they said the number of months. Or maybe they put it in weeks and I'm supposed to recalculate. okay. I bet the chat room is betting on the amount of time it takes me to say.
You know what? I didn't give them much time to prepare for this. I didn't give you much time to prepare for this, so everybody's kind of caught off guard with this.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to prepare for.
Right.
This is how it always is. I'm in a, I guess I'll have to go with, oh hell, 3 months? I don't know.
3 months and judges?
Pro boner.
Oh.
Oh, it must have been 4 months.
It was 2 months, actually.
Oh, I was way off.
You were way off, but, well, you know you're only a month off.
True. Usually my second guess is right.
Right, that's right. Usually, you talk yourself into the right answer. Well, see, and this one doesn't really count because it's, you know, an unofficial day and Scott's not here. He doesn't have his notepad to keep track of your score with the chicken scratches on there. So I think, we'll just call this a warm-up for your interview tomorrow with Alpha Geek and for Monday when Scott's back and we do a true Stump a Trek Nerd segment. How's that?
Yeah. Let's just pretend this never happened.
Excellent. All right. Well, Daryl, have a great weekend, and things will be back to normal on Monday.
Yay! I can't wait.
All right. And I hope I pulled you out of a good meeting.
No, but you got me out in the sun, so that's great.
Oh, very good. All right. Anything? Any last words?
Ga, ga, ga.
See? I got to do it for a change. Very good. All right. And I think that is all the time we have for the show today. I did not have my music queued up here, so I'm going to edit this little chunk out. And do 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 scooby doo scoodly doodly. That is going to do it for this edition of TMS, The Great Cover-Up. And ending this week, ending 3 days of nothing but requests, live show in the morning. Things go back to normal on both sides of the coin on Monday. We go back to regular TMS. Scott will be back from Vegas, and we can hear all about the very odd text message that he sent me. I won't repeat it. We have to wait for Monday on that one because the text message is so fantastic. What else? Coverville comes back in its normal format on Tuesday as well. So listen for that next week. And that's going to do it. We'll be back on Monday and Tuesday with TMS and Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for this week. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all next time. Thank you, Tadpool, for all your great requests. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Check that out by going to frogpants.com. You're going to hear podcasts so good, it's like Scott Johnson's there.
Frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.